The show must go on. And that is a saying that was put to the test for the cast and crew of Broadway's A Beautiful Noise last Sunday. Because that day, 13 cast members called out of the production, all of them sick with COVID-19. What was the solution? Well, Associate Director Austin Regan made an unexpected Broadway debut in two different roles. He later wrote on Instagram that he was mostly happy he didn't fall down on Broadway. I can understand that. Reporter Jeff London has been following COVID's recent spread on Broadway. Jeff, thanks for joining us. And let's just start with A Beautiful Noise. It's the musical based on Neil Diamond's story. 13 cast members out.
Yeah, 13 is really a lot. And what happened here was Will Swenson, who plays Neil Diamond in the show, he was on vacation. And a few days before, he was called back because his standby came down with COVID. But it was just kind of a cascading effect. And the swing and dance captain posted the call board on Instagram. There were 13 people out, and they had all of these subs playing different roles. And one of them was Austin Regan.
Unbelievable. And we hope everyone is well, but I'm kind of laughing to myself here because it sounds like the plot of a Broadway show. You know, the cast is felled by a plague and the valiant, unassuming assistant director, Austin Regan, steps in to save the day. How did he do?
From all accounts, he did really well. He put his own Instagram story after he made his actual Broadway debut as a performer, and he wrote, "Yesterday was a crazy day. I have to thank everyone at the Broadhurst and in the ABN company for getting me clothed, prepared, choreographed. It was a bonkers day at the theater for so many reasons, and me somehow being on stage in a principal track." Now, you know, there are different tracks, and this particular track played two roles, including doing quick changes. That is when within like 30 seconds, a dresser like changes your costume and you're back on stage as a different character. You know, that was only one of them, although perhaps the craziest, feeling so lucky and honored to have a life in the theater and mostly happy I didn't fall down.
Good for him. Good for him. But we're hearing that this isn't the only show that's been affected. Talk about some of the other problems that COVID has caused on Broadway this season.
Yeah, Peter, we've had quite an uptick in COVID. And back towards the end of August, Josh Groban, who stars as Sweeney Todd on Broadway, came down with COVID. And a day later, his co-star, Annalee Ashford, did as well. So they were out of the show for about a week. After the Josh Groban and Annalee Ashford incident, the musical Shucked announced that it was suspending stage dooring. And what that means is that there are usually barricades put up the stage door after Broadway shows so that fans can come out and get autographs and take selfies with the people in the show, and decided that with the uptick in COVID, that just wasn't safe. And more recently, there's a show called Infinite Life, which had to cancel performances.
And Jeff, what about the audiences? Because, you know, those fans, many of them bought tickets months in advance, and then they find out that the show is canceled or the assistant to the assistant's assistant director is filling in for the star. How are they reacting to all this?
Well, obviously, there's frustration, and people do want to either reschedule performances or get refunds, and that has happened. I think Broadway recognizes, certainly after everything it has gone through, especially back when Omicron hit, and as many as half of the Broadway shows had to cancel performances because there literally weren't enough people to go on stage. So yes, the exchange and refund policies are fairly liberal. And of course, that includes people who find that they can't come to the theater because they've come down with COVID, which, you know, just anecdotally, several of my friends have had to do.
As I said, we hope everyone gets better quick and the show then really can go on. Jeff London, thank you so much. And we're looking forward to having you back with a preview of the new Broadway season. Appreciate your time.
Yes, I look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Peter.